Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie Wood with my favorite colleague, Sharon Shrieky, who is also a coach. And we're here on a weekly basis at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we talk about how body confidence comes into play with our business, with our relationships, or whatever is going on with us. So with that said, I'm going to give the baton to Coach Sharon Shrieky. She will tell you her contact information and what you most want to know about her. Go ahead, girlfriend.
Hey, well, my name is Sharon Shrieky, and I'm so happy to be here today with you guys on this podcast. And I just wanted to say that coaching is a very hands-on approach where it's like it's a conversation that helps the person discover what they really, really want and how to get what they want. And so it's something that Stephanie and I understand needs to be experienced. And so that's why we do these podcasts, so that everybody gets a little taste of what it is and how it could help you. If anybody's interested in contacting me or Stephanie will give her information. Mine is sharonshrieky@gmail.com, sharonshrieky@gmail.com. And Stephanie and I love when you guys out there send us letters and dilemmas that you're going through, is because usually other people out there are also experiencing similar dilemmas. And so we can attack it together, and we can come up with some solutions for you guys. Anyway, how about you, Steph? What are you up to?
Okay. I always like to tell people about my body knowledge system, which is a playbook that I wrote. That only took 4 years to write, but it's a playbook that you can write in, where you can really understand your challenges as you're being coached with me. We'll use this playbook, and you can reach me at bodyawe.com, bodyawe.com. And this is where you can find me. There's some goodies on the site. And as we move forward, oh, and also you can get me at my toll-free number, 1-866-76-COACH, COACH, where we can set up a conversation, as Sharon talked about, a coaching conversation in which we have a conversation in which you can see things clearly. So, Sharon, I sent you this wonderful person. We don't want to name any names. He said, my body seems to be telling me it's time for a season of rest, but my business is in a place that calls for the exact opposite. How can I honor my body's needs while being a responsible and effective entrepreneur?
Wow.
That's a mouthful.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, what comes up for you immediately when you hear that?
Well, you know, what comes up for me is the airport. You know, you have to put your mask on before you put the mask on your child, or in this case, your business. You know, you need to make sure that you're taking care of your self-care is key. That's where my, how about you? What it popped up for you?
Yeah, that was really fantastic. Yeah, to do the airport thing. You know, you have to take care of yourself first and take care of your child, even though they're screaming to death next to you. I can't even imagine that scenario. But the coaching question that I would ask first would be, when you ignore your body, when you're taking care of your business, what happens? How would you answer that?
All right, I could answer that because I've
Well, you just jumped right into that one.
I did. Okay. because I definitely, I definitely have felt that where, you know, he's like, okay, I'll drink later.
Really? You say that? I'll drink later?
Yeah, I'll drink later. I'll eat later. And it's something where you do like a little calculation in your head, and the calculation says, ooh, this is heavier. I guess in this case, the business.
Okay, so let's say you're going on the radio show with me.
Okay.
And your body is nagging you to do blah, blah, blah. What do you do?
Right. So I would say eat, right? Let's say my body is nagging me to eat. The thing is, if I, and I've had a lot of practice in ignoring that, in my past much more than now.
Well, I'm very happy that you're proficient in ignoring your body.
Yes,
I'm going to give you an A+ for that. Okay, good. All right.
I must say that it's something that I work on constantly. I definitely am better than I was.
Okay, so answer my question. Okay, we're in this scenario. You have 5 minutes to be on the call with you and me for our radio podcast at Law of Attraction Radio Network, Body Confidence, LOA Style.
Right.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to tell you what, you know, what I would normally do is grab a granola bar and stick it in my mouth and go.
All right. That's not bad.
Right. That's probably what I would do. I would stick something in my mouth just to like tide over the hunger and then get on the podcast. And then when I would get out, then I would make myself something to eat for lunch. But definitely I can understand this dilemma, because there's definitely were times in my life where I totally would say, nah, food later, drink later. Do what you got to do, you know, or take care of kids, or, you know, send that last letter, whatever it is I had to do. I definitely was victim of that. And so I hear this, you know, the writer, I hear their plea. What I'm curious about, Steph, is how would you handle it? Because I have that experience, I need to ask someone like you who maybe wouldn't have handled it the way I handled it. What would you do in that situation? And
I'm a planner. Okay. So I look at my day timer either the night before or that when I wake up. So I plan. So I know I'm going to meet Sharon for our radio show at blah, blah, blah time. So I will coordinate with my body what we have to do, whether we have to exercise or eat something. It's all coordinated. I know that sounds like too perfect, but that's what I do.
No, I love it. I think it sounds great. And it's actually a meeting with yourself. Okay. I like how you put it. It's actually something that you schedule. Okay. This is what I'm going to, you know, this is my schedule.
And I know. Yeah. And I really love what you're saying, because I have people who are calling me. I have people who are emailing me. I have people who are texting me. I'm sorry, I ignore it. Could you do that?
Yeah, well, that sounds like an intense self-love. And I definitely, you know, I recognize it, and I definitely...
it can be taken care of after noontime.
Yes, absolutely.
Unless you're dying or something, of course I would come to your aid, but you're not dying.
Right. You're right. You know what? Let's put it in the subject of this writer that wrote into us. So his dilemma is that it's a business, and maybe he feels irresponsible to take a vacation. How would you handle that? What do you think is the right thing?
So yesterday I had a project that had a deadline by 12 noon. So what I did was I was with my body a couple hours earlier so that I could get to my business responsibilities. So again, it's about planning. I had to change my schedule because I had to meet the deadline of the people who were working with me.
Right.
Does that make sense? I mean, with your family, okay, you have a family. I have a team. So to me, I have my family. You have your family.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Can you tell me about a deadline that you might have and what do you do around it?
So, yeah. Oh, so definitely there's always deadlines. There's picking up school. There's dinner. There's cleaning.
Okay, give us the deadlines and give me the process in which your body.
Including my having a dialogue is a novel idea, and I think that at the moment that you're feeling, let's say, bogged down with all the things you have to do, that stress causes people to turn their brain off and just do, and I think that we're not present in our body at that moment at all, and I think that's where I go wrong.
I totally disagree with you. So give me an example. Yeah.
Okay. So
you want to put everybody else in front of you and your body.
Here it is. I gotta go pick up my daughter from school. I have to have dinner ready and I have to get ready to go out. I don't know. Get ready to do, get ready to get myself all ready.
Okay. And your body is saying to you what?
And my body's saying I'm hungry because I have to eat breakfast morning. Yeah, I'm hungry or I'm thirsty or whatever it is. And so this is what I would do is I would pick the most pressing and then I would do the most pressing and then the next most pressing and the next most pressing. And that's usually the ways. And I notice that there's stress. And one thing I do know about stress is that when there is stress, there's not much conversation.
You know, but your body is feeling stress in her body. So do you see your body as just another child?
No, I don't see that.
Oh, you're mean. You're a mean person. I don't know if I can be friends with you anymore.
I'm going to tell you something. I do see it when I'm in the right, when I'm present. But when
you're present, you're telling me exactly what the scenario is.
No, but
I think you're very present.
If there's stress.
What's this stressing? I don't know what this stressing
is. I'll explain stress.
It's a mentally thing that politics have told us.
Stress is like, I need to please my people. I need to please this person. Okay. I need to be on time for this person. It's not, in other words, when that happens, I'm not present in my body. I am thinking about, that person's going to get disappointed if I come late.
I know, but is your body another child? I'm really serious about this.
Yeah.
Body be another child? You wouldn't do that to me.
No,
if I was hungry and I was thirsty and I said to you, Sharon, please give me something, some orange juice or something.
Yeah, I would. I would care for you. I would serve you hand and foot.
Okay, so your body is another child. I'm sorry.
Right. Yes. And I hear that. You're right. And that's where, and so this is how life is. I mean, so now I realize that and I work on it.
Let's go back to the situation. You have to do blah, 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 blah. And your body's going, I'm hungry. Can you give me something?
Right.
What would you do?
Right. So then right now.
Really, what would you do?
I would feed it.
Like another child.
Definitely. So, this is the progression of life, because in the beginning, I mean, as I grew, I had to learn this. And so today I'm much better than I was, and I will be better. And that's where I, you know, that's why this, this topic was like, whoa, yes. You can definitely coach me on this topic, because this is something that I will be I'll be working on.
Well, because I know you have the responsibility of children, so I'm really putting you on the spot. My question to you is, how can you better see your body as another family member?
Definitely that child, seeing myself as another child is a beautiful one. It is a beautiful one, because you would never, I would never reprimand, I would never yell at her.
No.
And her, I would love her, you know. And so, yes, that is definitely the way we need to see ourselves.
So do we have to move into a bigger house because you have a new child? What's going on here?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, no, you're right. But that's the when I say like intense stress, I mean that, you know, stress where your brain doesn't function the way it should. And the way it should function is, my body is a little baby. My body is a child, and I need to take care of her. That's the right way. That conversation needs to happen. But when we're not present and we're thinking about other people and, you know, not disappointing and not doing, you know, and have to take care of that one, I have to take care of this one, we definitely exit our body. We are not, you know, we're not in a good place in our body. We're not connected, you know, body confident.
So, just to bring up real quick here, what would be the message that you would want people to remember from our conversation so far?
So I think that it is treating yourself with love and honor and respect. And I love that idea of caring for yourself as if you're another baby. You're a baby. You're, you know, and we do. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, even when you talk about yourself, like a lot of times people will say something about themselves like, oh, that was so stupid. Why did I do that? Like, you know, when we make that conversation gentle, more gentle with ourselves, when we start to speak a little bit more respectfully about ourselves, something changes inside of us. And that for me, that was where I started with this idea. And I'm so happy that you brought up this treating yourself like another child, like you're a child. Because I definitely learned how to not say, oh, that was so dumb. Why did I do that? You know, because that we have to build the relationship with ourselves first before we think about, you know, creating a relationship with other people.
Again, the airplane metaphor.
Right. The airplane metaphor.
I don't know if it's a metaphor. It's just a commonality.
Yeah. And so, it's a number. Yeah.
So here's another one. Another letter that we got was, I've been struggling with irritability and impatience with my coworkers. So how can I tap into my body confidence around that? So I think we're on the same thread here, where if this person is irritable and impatient, she's probably irritable and impatient with her body.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, for instance, for myself, the other day, I was irritable with my body because, Sharon, I just wasn't digesting my food right.
Right. Oh.
And that may be totally irritable. So again, it comes back to your body, your body's knowledge, your body's intelligence, your body. I mean, this is my legacy. I mean, my body comes first. She has an intelligence. If she's not working right, Yeah. I mean, I still can make $1 million in my business, but I'm not probably going to be happy about it.
Yeah,
What's
because
your take on it?
my take is that, yeah, I think it all starts with the relationship we have with our body, like this conversation. You know, if somebody, if we find ourselves irritable, it's a question. What's happening? What's going on? What's going on for us? Where do I
know,
feel?
But you know, Sharon, let's be honest with our audience. When you're irritable, what do you really do?
Right. When I'm irritable, I eat chocolate.
Come on, be honest now. You just say, oh, I have to be more aware. I have to have a higher consciousness.
Yeah, no.
I don't think you do that.
I'll definitely find out what, I definitely ask myself.
Come on, Sharon, what do you initially do?
I'm not going to tell you that I don't eat chocolate, because I'll definitely eat a piece of chocolate, but I always try to figure out what is happening.
Sharon.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, sometimes
we have to be honest. I mean, our audience knows how it is to be irritable. So can you give me a scenario when you are irritated?
I'll tell you when, it happens. Well, like when I want to jump out of my skin, when there's not enough hours in the day to do what I have to do.
Oh, wow.
And I can see myself feeling like that. Like I'm just irritable and annoyed and if I don't sleep enough, I can find myself doing that. But I just feel like, yes, I might medicate myself, let's say, with a piece of chocolate, because at the moment
good medication. I'm with you on that.
I'll medicate it, and then when the stress level goes down because I'm calmer, I had a piece of chocolate.
But that, isn't that a body physicality plan? I mean, if that works for you and that calms you down so that you can make better decisions, you're doing a body thing.
Yes.
Eating,
I think,
is a body thing. So I don't see that as bad.
No, I don't see it as bad. I feel like as long as you're not exaggerating it, if I'm eating chocolate.
Well, I'm not eating a whole quart of ice cream, okay? But I'm going to have a piece of chocolate I like salt. I'm going to have a pretzel.
Right. So that if that helps to just like change the segment, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like we spoke about that, just changing turning the page. So if, I find that when I turn the page, when I change my location, or if I eat something sweet, or if I'm, or a pretzel, like
again,
you said.
Again, aren't you using your body's intelligence? In a way, your body is saying, okay, give me that piece of chocolate, and then we can calm down together, and we can make a better decision.
Right. So then
cool?
Absolutely. But here's the problem.
But we never thought of it that way. We've never thought about our body has intelligence. She's like, oh, please, give me that piece of chocolate. So
right.
We can both think about this situation in a better way.
Yes.
I'm just making what I call a funny, where you just make lighthearted about what's happening in life.
You know what? I think that there's definitely, in moderation, I think that it's good to do that. There could be people that just feel like they have to have a piece of chocolate in their mouth all day because that's going to just pacify them all day. So we definitely.
But it's not bad.
Not bad, but at the same time, we always have to figure out ways to solve the problem. So if we're just solving the problem by medicating all day long, and
everybody's body is different. So if I have to medicate myself all day, I don't think that's bad.
Right.
If I have a little piece of, I'm not really into chocolate, but
Right. I hear you on that.
Okay, so what is our message as we wrap up here?
I think our message is to know ourselves and to take time to get to know ourselves so that we can work as a team, mind, body, and spirit, because we are a team and we have to honor ourselves through that, you know, that union, you know, honor ourselves and consider ourselves.
And I agree with you. Tell people how they can contact you, and I'll tell people how they can contact me.
So it's SharonShriki at gmail.com, SharonShriqui at gmail.com. And Steph?
Body Awe, BODYAWE.com. Contact us for stories or challenges that are going on with you so we can express ourselves through our coaching styles with knowing how you can attack your challenges. Okay, Sharon, I'll see you next week.
Absolutely, we'll be here.
Adios, amiga.
Adios. Bye-bye.